She stepped carefully around some broken onions. When she reached the edge of the ramp, he was there, holding up a hand to help her down. She took it, annoyed but also grateful, for she felt the layer of ice beneath the rotting vegetables and snow. She looked up to see his face, thickly bearded, a cap pulled down to his eyebrows, and beneath it, dark eyes, kind eyes. Ridiculous, she told herself as they walked together across the parking lot. Crazy. Stupid, too. He could be an axe murderer. But the truth was, she was almost too tired to care. He helped her collect some things from the car and get settled in the cab, holding Phoebe while Caroline climbed into the high seat, then handing her up through the air. Caroline poured more formula from the thermos into the bottle. Phoebe was so worked up that it took her a few moments to realize that food had come, and even then she struggled to suck. Caroline stroked her cheek gently, and at last she clamped down on the nipple and started drinking.
"Kind of strange, isn't it?"
the man said once she had quieted. He had climbed into the driver's seat. The engine hummed in the darkness, comforting like some great cat, and the world stretched away to the dark horizon.
"This kind of snow in Kentucky, I mean."
"Every few years it happens," she said. "You're not from here?"
"Akron, Ohio," he said. "Originally, that is. But I've been on the road 5 years now. I like to think of myself as being from the world these days."
"Don't you get lonely?" Caroline asked, thinking of herself on a usual night, sitting alone in her apartment in the evening. She couldn't believe she was here talking so intimately with a stranger. It was odd, but thrilling, too, like confiding in a person you met on a train or a bus.
"Oh, some," he admitted. "It's lonely work, sure. But just as often I get to meet someone unexpected, like tonight."
It was warm in the cab, and Caroline felt herself giving into it, settling back on the high, comfortable seat. Snow still sputtered in the streetlights. Her car stood in the middle of the parking lot, a lone, dark shape brushed with snow.
"Where were you heading?"
he asked her.
"Just to Lexington. There was a wreck on the interstate a few miles back. I thought I'd save myself some time and trouble."
His face was lit softly by the streetlight, and he smiled. To her surprise, so did Caroline, and then they were both laughing.
"The best laid plans," he said.
Caroline nodded.
"Look," he said after a silence, "if it's only Lexington we're talking about, I could give you a lift. I might as well park the rig there as here. Tomorrow's Sunday, isn't it? But on Monday, first thing, you can call a towing service about your car. It'll be safe here, that's for sure."
Light from the street lamp was falling across Phoebe's tiny face. He reached over and gently, gently stroked her forehead with his large hand. Caroline liked his awkwardness, his calmness.